Our neighbors are the Grand Rapids Public Museum and more. Lots happening, so let's get the news out. There would be a free day to visit. There would be Science Tuesdays and many exhibits as well. Christy Bender, always a pleasure. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
This July is yet another busy month. First of all, it's good to support the museum, so no worries when it comes to making sure our memberships are updated and we pay the fees. But you have a special free day coming up.
Yes, we do. So this coming Sunday, we are offering free general admission to anyone who comes in our doors. It's something that we are so excited to be able to be doing. In offering to the community to let more people into our doors, it is something that's sponsored by Downtown Grand Rapids, Inc. So without them, we wouldn't be able to be offer this to the community members.
So it works basically, I show up and you let me in.
Pretty much, yes. That's how it goes. We do have to watch capacity, but we can let 2,000 in at a time. So it's just something we just count you as you come in and let everybody get through the museum. It's great. We do have three floors of exhibits for people to go through that are included with the free general admission on Sunday. Our hours are 12 to 5 for it, and so we encourage people to show up a little bit before 12 if they want to get right in. But we will be there till 5, opening the doors free.
So what do you suggest we see on this free day?
There are lots of great exhibits at the museum. One of the special ones that will be included with the free admission is our current traveling exhibit, Earth Explorers. And this is a National Geographic exhibit that takes you to six different remote parts of the planet to explore what you typically wouldn't see. That includes, you know, the depths of the ocean with great white sharks, the Savannah Desert soaring over it in a hot air balloon, the tops of mountains, and it's where their explorers from National Geographic are going to.
Wow. So, Earth Explorers, I'm actually on your Facebook page, and here's the shark.
Yes.
Right?
Yep. So, we have a 10-foot shark in the exhibit, and in that part, you actually get to learn about how they're attaching cameras to the shark's fins so we can learn more about what they're doing in their daily lives and what their eating habits are and being able to see more of the wildlife that we can't since they're underwater.
What else is important we see?
A visitor favorite is always our Streets of Old Grand Rapids exhibit, where you're walking around downtown Grand Rapids in the 1890s. We do have our various shops, like a pharmacy or the old Herpelsheimer store, department store, that are open and staffed with volunteers that really bring the streets to life because they're acting as if they are the 1890s shop owner at the time and can give you a very detailed history of what it was like to live in Grand Rapids back then.
That's cool. You also have Science Tuesdays. Let's spend some time here.
Yeah, Science Tuesdays is an amazing educational program that we are offering all year long on every Tuesday. It's included with admission to the museum, and it's hands-on science stations for kids, families, adults to all learn and enjoy, and each month has its own theme. We're in July. We all just had the holiday weekend, and our theme this month is the science of explosions. So we're going to be doing lots of exo and endothermic reactions, including, you know, the volcanoes with the baking soda going on, as well as being able to see more of our collections pieces that relate to this.
I'm seeing learn how to build rockets, make them fly, match different minerals to the colors they create, explosions as you're talking about, and make fireworks using watercolor paints and salt. So yes, 4th of July just does not end on the 4th of July. What is this Beer Explorers?
Beer Explorers is a summer series of classes that we have going on related to Science Tuesdays. And so one Tuesday every month, it's a special class held by Brewery Vivant at the museum. We're partnering to teach people more about the science of the beer that we all love, being Beer City USA. So our next class is actually July 19th. It's at 6 p.m., and it's underneath the whale in our galleria. So it's a really fun setting. Tickets are limited for that, so we suggest people buy them early. We did sell out the first one in June and are getting pretty close for the July and August ones.
Obviously, that's an over 21 event.
Yes. Yep.
That's 19th, and then looks like that happens August as well. All of this found on your website. You certainly have the planetarium that is active as well.
Yes. So we are always doing new and different shows in our planetarium. It's located on the second floor, and you can either purchase a ticket with your general admission or a planetarium-only ticket, depending on how much time you have to spend with us that day. Shows range from a younger age of Little Star That Could, teaching your little ones about the universe, very introductory, up until our Pink Floyd Laser Light Show, which is a fun, iconic light show that we actually built in-house, and it just features Dark Side of the Moon, Pink Floyd's album. It's very fun and lots of lights, really showing you what our planetarium can do.
Hey, was C-SPAN just on site?
They were there doing an interview.
Pretty cool.
And the programming that they did will actually air in September, the 17th and 18th, on their American History TV channel.
Christy Bender with us on behalf of the Grand Rapids Public Museum, sharing the latest happenings and basically a happening to put on your calendars this Sunday, July 10th, where you get the free entrance, the free opportunity to hang out from 12 to 5 and bring the whole family. Anything else we need to know, Christy Bender?
For more information on anything that we talked about, you can visit grpm.org.
Probably asked you this before, but you know, you ever get a chance where nobody's there and you get to just sneak in an exhibition and just do your own thing?
The best time is before or after we are open. You know, I'm coming in at 8 a.m. in the day, so I get an hour filled without people there. It's fun to be able to explore on my own as well.
So what's that movie, Night at the Museum, where everything comes alive?
Yes.
I bet it happens.
It does.
Yeah. Oh, Christy Bender, thank you very much. GRPM.org and on Facebook on behalf of the Grand Rapids Public Museum. See you Sunday for that free opportunity, free admission, and in between as well. Thanks.
Thank you.